You're listening to the cooltocome.org podcast, reaching the nations to help the bride of Jesus get ready. Now let's listen to today's message with our hosts, Call to Come.
Dear wonderful brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, here is your bridal word for the day. As far as the earliest prophecy in the Bible, many would say that it is found in Genesis chapter 3, after the fall, and when the Lord speaks to the serpent, saying, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is, of course, prophesying of the coming of Jesus. That's Eve's seed. The Son of Man shall bruise Satan's head or authority. But there is an even earlier prophecy than this, and it is none other than that of the Lord and of us, his bride. After the Lord brought forth the bride out of Adam, in the same way that the bride of Christ is in Christ and comes out of Christ, when Adam awoke, he said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." And here is the first prophecy of Scripture that follows. "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Well, Adam was the first created man. He had no father's house to leave. Paul referenced this same verse in Ephesians 5:32, and then in verse 33, he gives us the answer and says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." So there you have it. The bridegroom and the bride in the creation story recorded for us as the very first prophecy in Genesis 2. You're listening to Mike from Call to Come, Maranatha.